Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in 2 Samuel chapter 13, where we are studying this passage that has as its main characters Tamar and Amnon and Absalom. And we've come to the back half of the chapter where Absalom has been cooking up this plan for 2 years to get rid of his brother Amnon. And now that plan begins to unfold. They're at a sheep shearing party, and Absalom tells his servants, when Amnon gets a little tipsy, go ahead and kill him. He'll never see it coming. And boys, don't worry about a thing. I'm the one that has commanded you to do this. I'm taking responsibility. So be courageous and obey me. Absalom's speech makes it seem like his servants were a little hesitant, doesn't it? And we can certainly understand why. After all, Amnon, the one to be killed, was King David's oldest son, the presumed heir to the throne. So to raise your hand against him would bring upon you a certain death sentence. So Absalom has to talk them into this. He has to assure them that he is the one taking full responsibility for this act. And then we read verse 29. So the servants of Absalom did to Amnon as Absalom commanded. This whole scene gives us some more insight into the very first phrase we read in verse 23, doesn't it? It wasn't just 2 full years after the events of Amnon and Tamar. It was 2 full years of Amnon thinking he had gotten away with something. It was 2 full years of Absalom not letting on his anger and hatred of Amnon. It was 2 full years of a controlled hatred seething and growing in Absalom. 2 full years of plotting and scheming on Absalom's part. And what we see taking place is the deceptive, destructive nature of sin. And we see the fulfillment of God's word to David back in chapter 12, that there would be conflict and there would be war rising up from within David's own house as a result of David's sin against Bathsheba, against Uriah, and ultimately against God. These are the ripple effects playing out. Our sin and its effects and consequences cannot be controlled by us. And that's a dangerous prospect for us to think, but a good cautionary tale and warning to us as well to run far away from sin or to deal with it in our own heart right now. As you pray today, please remember Charles and Mona Costa, our Middle East coordinators, and also remember the Matumbi Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.